We hold in my simon kuf tzadik hei, siv zayin. Siv zayin, ches and tes, of the ikar one sugya, the idea of hirurim, or things that mainly they hirur. To first start off with Claudius, was the issue of hirur. So we have Aloch and Ebn Ezer and Simon Chav Aleph that brings down two isurim deraisa. We have a passing in Kriya Shema, lois asuru achi levavchem. That's in the mitzvahs beklalius, the graftia taivis, and also miyuchah by ishus, that this is usher. You have a second pasuk in kitzeitzei nishmartem kol davaro. The Gemara of Vaidazara says, shlo yahara b'yoyim v'yovledei tumah balayla. If you start having hirur during the day, you come to have tumah yitzikeri balayla. Now the Ulam likes discussing what's halacha. Let's say it does not come to carry balayla. Is there an Isser be'etzem nihir without the sugya of Keri? So Maishli Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, Tosafos, and the Avodah Zarah d'Al-Chof say there's an Isser be'etzem nihir. The reason is Shema Yovi Dei Tumah Balayla, but even without that, here in and of itself is Osir. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim passed this way. Moshe has a tshuva about this, discussing. Someone asks him, what is wrong with having a girlfriend? And the person asks this question, saying, I do not want to hear the Musar. I want not know with any technical Isser to say there's a problem. The Moshe says there are four Isserim. One of the Isserim he says is that why in the world do you want to have a girl as a girlfriend? Why not a guy? Because you like a girl? The idea of the baya of having connection over here with her. I yinak maybe the tuma balayla, because you know yourself. Let's assume you know yourself. Still he says that it in and of itself, the hero shabai, that itself is also Issa deraisa. So once we have these two assumed negerah to hero, but Claudius, now negerah to your wife, negerah to ishtoi, is there an isser of hero? You can discuss this in two different cases. One is when she's a nido, can you mahara about her? A second, let's say she's a hero, she's at home, you're in yeshiva, can you in the middle of yeshiva start thinking about your wife in the bedroom? If there's any isser, even when she's a hero, to think about her when she's not around, she's at home, you're in yeshiva. So Moshe, he has five different places to discuss this. He says, even when the wife is tahira, there's an isser of hirur. Kesef kol saif, maybe they tumah balayla. Now Berkut, when he says over this halacha, that's also hirur, even when the wife is tahira, he speaks out, just to be clear, but let's say it's b'shas ma'isa mamish, you're having tashmish with her. If the act is mutter, so only the hirur is mutter. That means that's not a problem. What are we doing in the act? Hirurim is the act itself, kol shkein. But when, let's say Sam Yeshiva and she's at home, to Mahar, that itself is the Issa Deraiso. I tell the Sheni, those who disagree, built upon the Shach Bayos that says if something's passed Besalei, there's no problem. The Issa of Yitz Chaim Zonnefeld and Simas Chaim, there's a loch in Hilchus Tefillin that says when you wear Tefillin, you should not be Mahar. You should not be thinking even about your wife. So they asked him, the Maisi cannot be Mahar with Tefillin without Tefillin on. What's the difference? So he answers, when your wife is tahira, that's a halacha chukhanach, cannot be mahara about her. Therefore, a couple of times he brings down the halacha, being mahara when your wife is tahira, it's pas pasaloi. And therefore, the nochshash shem yovdei tum balayla, therefore, he'll be mutter. But whether Malachi go with the Moshe or with the Yoyz Chaim Zonnefeld, it comes out, be made tumah, everyone agrees that here is also. Mishmatim called over raw. With that akdoma, the hirur is osir in tumma. That's where with Siv Zayin, Siv Ches, and Siv Tes is coming from. Siv Zayin, the mechaber starts with the isir of os l'stakel b'mkoymis mechusos. The Mos says, however, the heter, the contrast, is mutter l'stakel b'mkoymis mechulos, even though you're having enough from her. That means we have to go do now, explain, number one, the isir, and number two, the heter. So again, we have this isir over here of os l'stakel b'mkoymis mechusos. What does it mean, the definition of being mistakel? What is mistakel? We have a locha in Michas Koinim and Simon Kuf Chavches, the Mishmur brings down, that when the Koinim do duchening, Re'iyah is mutter, istaklis is also. We have a locha by Keshet, by seeing a rainbow, Mishmur brings down Simon Reish Chavches, istaklis is which a person should not do, Mash'enken, Re'iyah is mutter. What's the locha over here? Is istaklis tafko? No, a stakless like we're all noshim. Mishmur brings down Simon Ayin Hei that by Shar Noshim, all Arayas, by Makam Mechusa, Sayu Iya, and Stachlis is Osir, who also, your wife, Maisha, she's a Nida, it's an Erva, and therefore Stachlis and Riya Betim is Osir. So says the Chodashani, read the Lashon of the Mechaber, Lo Yistakel. That means it sounds like Yistakel is the case that's Osir, and Riya is Mutter. Minchaschein says, Riya is Mutter. Now if that's so, what is Yistakelis and what is Riya? What's the difference? So the simple understanding seems to be, let's say in yeshiva, you walk home, you pass by numerous things. People do not know how they get home, what they see. Everything around them is a blur. They don't, even though they see, but they don't really see. Yistakelis means to stare at something, to take it in. We see something beautiful, you look at it, you take in the information that's around you. So yistakelis means to take in the information. A riya is more to be oblivious to what's around you. Again, you see it, but you don't take it inside your body. That means the chiluk between the yistakelis and the riya is not that simple how to mechalik clearly. Therefore, Rav Vosner, when he writes in Shir Sheva Levi, Levushi Oz, they say to be machmer even in riya, because riya is very hard. Kechut asayro, the chiluk between the riya and the yistakelis. That means even though the Shulchan Aruch says lo yistakel, there are certain forms that bring down that also persons not do a case of riya. It's very hard to separate the two over here. But again, we have an Issa Vestaklis. Now, we're saying in Issa Vestaklis, the two things, Issa Vestaklis, but Mokom, then in Mechusar. What defines Mokom Mechusar? So, there's basically a very fundamental question among the Gedolei Achronim. Is Mechusar, does that mean Negeret to you personally of how you know inside the house? What does Mechusar mean? How she walks the street, negate to the sugya of Das Yehudis. That means, for example, let's say, covering your hair. The locho, the technical locho, and simon ayin hei, breaking the place come along to say, without mitzvah the sugya of Amayla, of Kimchi, nika loch is, she's allowed to have her hair uncovered. Yesh cholkin, but that's how ik the place can go, she's allowed to have her hair uncovered inside the house. Yet, when she walks in the street, and went around, Das Yehudis, she's a chiv gama to cover her hair. So what is the idea of Mechusar? Mechusar means how she's noig at home. Mechusar means how she's noig in the street, the sugya of Das Yehudis. So Moshe, the Eilam Sor, and the Tshuva and the Chelech Beis, and Simon Ayin Hei in Yerodea, he comes along and says, Loi Mestavra, it depends upon the sugya of a shuk. It's more Mestavra, they say, the getter is, they get to husband and wife personally, that if she walks around in the house all the time, they're here uncovered, that's a Mokum Agular. That's Hanna Shani. From Nashik Klein, or Yashiv, and others that come along, they won't disagree. Mokum Mechusar in Kol HaTorah, or all Shulchan Aruch Betzim, means how you know you can Das Yehudis in the street. Who also means that way the same thing. So we have a fundamental machlekes, what the definition of Mokum Mechusar is. So let's go through certain cases. First, again, the Geta case over here, I'm actually very clear, he writes in the Tshuva, since if you are regular to see it constantly, that means let's say in their own house, she always covers here, she took on the Milo. Even in the case of Nidah, Midinoi. But let's say in the house she has her hair uncovered, according to Moshe's mutter. Tadashani, again, Aloch Lamaisa on the case of hair, the Marcoin says no, and Chodeshani says no, Avaz says no, Bayer Simcha says no, they're all Machmer. And therefore, in America, the Beder Klal, the Ulam is taught, that's no problem to get your hair uncovered. And in Israel, everyone is taught, Lamaisa to be Machmer. Now, once we have the case by here, the question is how far to take that Yisoid. Take a second case of Sachs. You end up walking the street, you have to have her legs covered. At home, Medina, you do not have to. So again, the Chur should be the same Achleikis. That according to Moshe should be Mutter Medina, and those who follow Moshe should be no problem. At Tadashani, those who are being Machmer, and Chanami should be a Bayah when she's a Nido. Take a third case. Let's say she has short sleeves that she wears a little bit, does not go all the way to her elbows. That means even though around her friends in camp, that's how she should act, and around the husband, that's how she act, which is the Haira. According to Moshe, that'll be the same thing. Whenever she acts by friends and by her husband, she's always be mutter when she's tummy. Moshe can come to machmim will be a problem. There's an interesting case, the fourth case, negate to nursing. Do you start saying when she nurses, when her friend's around, lav dafka she covers herself up. When her husband's around, let's say she had a baby for a couple of months, mamash yes, she's nursing. Every time she's tummy, she's uncovered. Is that nichel neged of mokum gula that he sees it? It's a constant thing that she does in front of her friends and her husband when she's Torah. So the Chiddush brought down Nushua Aaron, that he is from Moshe, and Moshe says, even to nursing, is nichel negeder of makam magula. A chiddush. The Maisa, the Berkut, when he says over the Mahalcha or Moshe, he says, first of all, yes, it's true, the Numa Spice can go like a Moshe. However, to say by nursing, it's very hard to say that. He says, for example, let's say she walks around Orem. You tell me that's nichel negeder of makam magula. No, a place be'etzim is an erva, be'etzim a makam of taiva, even society seems to still understand that. It's very hard to say that nichel on the getter of makam magula, and therefore, when Berkut said, in that case, also a person has to be machmer by the case of nursing. So again, to negate the makam of chusar, what is that that is usar? And makam magula is mutter, is machlokes among the place kim is manenu, does it go after society, das yehudis, or does it go after how you personally know inside the house? That's negeta mechusar the iser. Negeta magula, what's the yisod we have to be matrit? That means the iser is stachlis by all noshim, by all arayis, what's magula. So why is by your wife the maisa's mutter? So first, the place can speak out, let's say you stare at her face, which is mutter. But you know you're going to have a hirurim, instead of vosner, by the shulchan, that's aser. Here the maisa is aser. The shmatim called the varah, there's no het to be hirurim. We're just saying, what's makam magula, there won't be any hirur. Did you say that why it's mutter? Says the shach. Did you say the pas pesaloi? Since mutter is loy la'achas man, therefore v'ena boladei michshol it's mutter. What's that so? We have this yisod of here, it's mutter is loy la'achas man. The question is how far do you take the concept? Take one example. Let's say it's chuppis nido. You get married, she was a nido, or came a nido afterwards. Yichol amai says osir. Our chokas, we spoke on in the first chapura. Ashayla abikin apais kima machmer. Do you have a right to be mistakel a makam magulim? Do you say over here, the maisa pas besaloi, because achas man, it'll be motor, therefore ain't bar l'day mechshol? No, the shach is only saying it once that you already had tashmish, then it'll be motor. That means how far do you take the side? Is it a heter when you got married, and chubs nidra, do you have a right to mistakel at her face? So first, there's a flaw in the safe in the sivus HaShabbos, in Eben Ezra Simchof Aleph. He brings down the right to be machmer. He says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Navchaf has a story over there that Akiva saw Eishes Tunas Rafis, and when he saw her, he spit, he laughed, and he cried. The Gemara says, why did he spit? Tipa Serucha. Why did he laugh? Because he saw that she'll be miscarried and he'll end up marrying her. Why did he cry? He saw because the beauty will be swallowed up by the land. In fact, the Gemara, he's mistakel upon her. It's also mistakel upon Isha. The Gemara answers, it's a Karen Zavis, it was an accident. An accident. Says so Aflo, but Maisa, he was going to marry her. Achazman. So we see, even though you know that Achazman will be a case of Paspasaloi, since right now you never got, you, it was not a case of Paspasaloi, therefore you're here also by a case of Chupas Nido, since you don't have Tashmish yet, therefore it's also. She wants to bring your wife from a kiva that the Gemara has a kash of Isser Stakles, Agami, you know, at the end of the day she'll be mutter to him. He also, by Chubas Nido, there's Isser Stakles, even though you know at the end of the day you'll be mutter to the person. Chiddush. The Arpais can bring down the Saflo Laloch Lamaisel. Atzad Hasheni, those who want to disagree, says Yesh Lachal Karbe. By the case of when you married already, it's Mamish, it's Dova Bala Oilam, she wanted, what is it, in Meskar yet, it's Dova Shlobal Oilam. There's Biyodoi, it's not Biyodoi. Why the Issa Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld this question? It's a loch lemaisa a stakles by chubas nido lemaisa's mutter. Maybe it's how the sugi said al sholom bayis. I'm thinking, raya, this is the case of Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh does not take away any yisurim, and therefore a Torah Laba Shemayimi can be a wife from a kiva over here. And if he wants to argue the point, therefore insurance from Golak Silmas Chaim. So Machlok is among the svarim by chubas nido what to go do. The Bada Shulchan, he says, Tzorachin. Tzorachin. But take it maybe a step further, more practical by the case of engagement. You got engaged, you got a vart, very nice vart. Let's say you whether you made tnoim, not make tnoim. Once you're engaged, do you have right to do a stakless? Is that mutter also? That means before you get engaged, that's the Gemara and Tzedek Kedushin, also the Kaddish Isha Asher Tirana. Why? If you don't see her, therefore you might have problems later on in your marriage, and therefore you have a right to go see her. But once you already saw her, and you got engaged, and everything is ready, set up to get married 3 months later, 2 months later, 4 months later, whatever the situation is. Do you have a right to mistakel when you're engaged to go look upon her face? Is that mutter that also? So again, the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, a couple times, they asked him this question. They come along and says, "Lemaisa, we have a deal of pas besaloi. It's muter esloi laachesman. Not only chuppis neither is muter, even engagement is muter." On that, the floor again is very clear. He asks even the case of Ash Shduchim. They ask the Rogachov and Selmas Yosef, he asks it. The Reyatsev, when he has a tshuva about, he says, Mamash Shtarki, blast. It's Mamakim Chil Hashem in Cholkin Kovad Arav. He says it's a Michshel Arabim. And Menashe Klein also writes a tshuva about this. He says, a little bit nicer, that if I don't know this case over here, it's also. Therefore, numerous from come along and say that after engagement is also. I personally, when I got engaged, I went to Rav and asked the Rav what to go do, and my lovely mustakel upon my kala when we were engaged. And the Rav told me like this, that to tell you it's mutter, I can't because it's not. To tell you it's usser, I can't because the minig is lemaisa to be mustakel. So lemaisa, it's not that simple. How far to take the lundus of the shach, machloikis, most forms seem to disagree. Again, I know the anhog of the olim says over, the mustakel seems to be its mutter. Only Yechidim, Shleimim, seem to be marking upon this Indian. It's a shaylo. What to go do? You have to ask a Rav. Most of us, anyway, are past that stage. Those who are going to be into that stage have to ask somebody what to go do. There is an interesting Sefer Chasidim in Simon Tov Shin Chavav, Negate Stakles by an Isha. He says, even when you want to look upon a face, he says, Bizman Dom Mitzuyim Bo. That means, even though the first 2-3 days she has Dam. He says it's a bayam, it's a kosh l'shikha. It causes people to forget, and we know we don't want to forget things. Biklis Ram say to forget is not ister iso, but that's solely the correct and hoga, not do things that cause a people to forget things. We have a Gemara in the end of Horius, bringing down a list of things not to go do because it causes people to forget. This Sefer Chasidim is brought down by Numis Farm, if you want, Mchan Knievsky and Zev Tzikorin. He says, he ends off, I think his last case over there is, person should not look upon a person gets angry, or nida, af kosher l'shicha. That means, even though we have this halacha over here, that says, avada min dinoi, it's mutar l'stakel mokum mugula. However, when she sees dam, there still is an Indian out there, that she, when she sings dam, not to be stakel upon her face. Now, I saw this swarming down, even though that's brought down, that's true, there is a sefer chasidim brought down by new Misfarim. However, at least the bayah shalom bayis, of course, she expects you to look upon her. Shalom bayis is mech shem Hashem. Alas, kamma, concept over here. Not to worry about this Indian. Otherwise, there is this idea over here, not to mistakel v'shah. Don't mitzuyim v'sad the sugi of kosher l'shecho. They do ask, can you mistakel upon big day tzvoinim? That means, aloha again, that's put down in Simon Chof Alfin and Ebenezer, based upon the Gemara of Ezer Dav Chof, to look upon clothing that are noshim, you're not allowed to go do that. It's on the sugya of hero. Says the Paiskim, that's only negea to big day tzivoinim, negea to shar noshim, otherwise. Negea to your own wife, that lemais is mutter. That lemais is not a shiloh. Vada, her begun lemais, he lana mistakel upon. They just ask one cute question, what happens when your wife borrows an object from your neighbor, and it's her big day tzivoinim? Are you lana mistakel upon your wife's that she's wearing her friend's big day tzavoinim? Because you now look upon your friend's big day tzavoinim, is there a bayam tzad to give her? Cute question, in kamen koimai. Now once we have the sugi of her, of a stakless, the swam discuss, what about kolisha, singing? Come on with Pesach Tshuva, and it brings down, based upon the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, that we have a hekesh of a case of an isha nida, to ishis re'eyu, and we know just like by the case of Ishis Re'eyu, Kol Isha, is Aser. Maybe who did by Ishtar Nidoi. That means the only head that we have by your wife, which is a Nido, is the case of Yichud. Sugi B'Shoshanim, the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin and Sanhedrin. Otherwise, Mitzad the Sugi of Kol Isha, maybe it's Aser like all Nashim. And he ends off with Tzarechin. Now the Chonim say, obvious way to Mechalik and to argue the Pesach Tshuva. Pesach Tshuva's time is the only thing we find Mutter is Yichud and nothing else. I'll give you something else that's mutter. Mistakles. Or mokum gulas. I will sugyo. Mistakle or mokum gulas to stay upon a face. La nosa de mosa is mutter. And other notion, nice, it's osir. So we see already the la dafka sugyo is yichud. Even this case of mokum gulas also is mutter, says Shachas, pas besali. Therefore, coming to the Padre Shimonim and declares, may be called Isha's nichel in the concept of mokum gulas. She comes along and says, Echnami, if you hear your wife singing all the time, it's Makom Megula. If you're not ruckle to hear a sing, it's Makom Mechusar, and then should be a Bayah problem. It does sound like Mamash like a Moshe. That the idea of Kol Isha, what is it? No one seems to mechalak that. They have a lot of chalukim, but not that one. They do. So again, no. The get the Hilchas Kriyas Shema different halacha. She is an erva. Avada, she's an erva, but it's not the sugya of hero. It was saying there is no hero. That there is a hero is mutter. And Chalami, the Pesukim say if there's hero, a Makom Gulas is also. We're saying there is no hero. No, so come on the Pesukim one. It's saying when you struggle, it's Makom Gula. It's an erva that again has Makom Gula. So again, the Pesukim one wants to say it's mutter, and it sounds like Mamash like a Moshe. What finds Megula Mechusar? Or what she is struggled to go do with him? And there are those mice who are Michael, the Ta'if Esraim, Chemnes Moshe, Tzuge Boshanim, Tzisli Yezah won't say it's Mutter, or Scheinberg says it's Mutter, Vadi Yosef says it's Mutter. The mice are Al-Tzad Hasheni, I think it's Yedua, the Mnei Torah certainly, mice were Machmer. The kids are bringing it down to be Machmer, or Cheshulchon, Chaznish, or Moshe Tshuva says Roy to be Machmer, and come on, all those from say the mice to be Machmer. That means that Gam this Svar is Mikan Lekan, the Olam, and certainly the Mnei Torah, the mice are Machmer. However, in certain cases, the Olam wants to mitzaref this shita of the Mekilim over here. For example, let's say it's Lala Seder, you go to Yishver, and Yishver says, oh, tells his daughter, please sing. Wonderful, you can sing. Now she's embarrassed, say, I can't sing. That's number one. V'oid is the second halacha of Trey Koi, Koila, Loimish Tamoi. There's a before, everyone knows a sweeter age, it says, then in general, can arise, sing with other people. Maybe tell the sugya of Trey Koi, Loimish Tamoi. Now, might say, we're not Semich on the sweeter age. But a bit serious over here, maybe it can be Mekel. V'oid are those who are technically are Mekel over here. They're being now be Hashem Shom Zalman saying, maybe Medina could be Mutter Gam to be Machmer. So since there are those who are tiny, there's a starkest Svara. The Bada Shulchan, sorry, the Pitzcha Shuvah ends up Tzarechi, and even Moshe says, Ruy Lachmer. But Mokam Busha, Mokam Tzarech, especially when other people are singing along, is what to be Semichon to be Mekel. Otherwise, B'derech Klal, again, suddenly when they tell the Meisah, we're Machmer and call Isha. Now, once we have this Indian of Kol Isha to be Machmer, they discuss an interesting. No, because the question you acquired to Mekomis, that you compared to Mekomis, Megulas, and Mechusas, maybe it's nothing to do with that. It's a separate sigil. I mean, the Pasuk Moshe says that. The Moshe did not do that. It's Kol Isha Ervo. It's nothing to do with Megula Mechusar. Kol Isha Ervo. Sorry? No, so the Svarim say, actually, I mean, the Svarim bring down, you don't make a Macha. I mean, if she's asking you, you should maybe tell that to Aaron Hogo. But there's certainly, we don't make machos. We maybe say things nicely if you want to have a certain anhog in the house. That means, I've learned over the years, to be makel on it straight out is not that healthy, especially when society does not accept it. But, and you should try to explain to her, that's how what we do. But Echonami, if there are issues or reasons or tzurachim to be makel, there's certainly ideas out there in certain situations where to be makel. Now, they do discuss when a person has a she records herself, let's say, on a tape recorder. Not tape recorder, today on a CD, MP3, whatever record, and any machine that you have. Let's say she recorded herself when she's Tahira. Can you push play and play it back when she's Tamei? Is there a Bayam inside the Sukkot of Kol Isha? So, the Svarim, you start clearing this question over here, how to look upon it. What is exactly is the recording over here? So first, let's go with the assumption that all Noshim, that tapes are also, you can say Noshim or Mutter. Let's put on the side, there won't be a case of hero over here. So Minchas Tzitzchok has a tshuva about it. He goes back and forth. He said, Tzorach Ian, how do you look upon it? What is this exactly? The Maisa, numerous form, I see the Mignan, Aloch LaMaisa to be Machmer. Again, you can really argue the point and say, at the end of the day, Maisa, let's say I imitate my wife to sing. Someone hear me sing? Yeah, I'm a man. So the tape recorder is imitating an Isha perfectly. So the tape recorder is not, it's a din of Kol Isha, it's an imitation of something. If you know you have no hearer, Yesh lo naharbe, what exactly the issue over here is? I got my see new from one be chosh to be machler. They do say, let's say an Isha wants a plain instrument to play the piano, play the flute, play something. So the Swam say the Isha dafka kol Isha, not playing an instrument, unless she is playing it specifically for him. Then they get a val mitzad the sukkah of hergal dover, lochan sif aleph, schoik v'kalas roish, therefore they want tiny lechor should be a problem. Otherwise, it's not playing an instrument, the mitzvah is mutter. Right? And therefore, I do not understand the question. Yes. You could. Again, I think even listening to tape, you can argue the point, say it's motor. But I think the picture also should be the same thing. The Lacha Sivches. We have begun them when she is a nido. Yuchad for ben main didosoi. So the Torah brings it down. Mechab is very clear. Roy loshes yachela begonim main didosoi. What's the reason, says the Mechaber, should both of them should remember that she is a nido. Now the Mamok from this Indian, we should know already from Simon Kof Behei, over there brings down the concept that seems to be on Hogan Klaisol. They were machzik themselves, even Meshchunosoi, to wear big day nido, and all the people around knew she was a nido. The Gemara says, therefore, she'll get Malkus, and Kuf Behei discusses even a masel will not work when she wears big denido, because she did a mace over here to show that she is a nido. So there was an hog in Klal Yisrael from the Sugya, brought down by the Ramban, the Torah, and the place came that Isha Shuia begotten as Miyuchud Bizman, she's a nido. Therefore, among the Svarim, Aloch Maisel is brought down that way by Lavosh, by the Kitzer, by the Tzemach Tzedek. If you want to name back, it's brought down that Rav Osner, and the Chaznish, and Chan Knievsky, Bura Alocha, they seem to be their machmer. The Svardim, Taras Abayas, Daketairo, Bura Alocha, their machmer. Numerous places seem to be machmer. However, I think most everyone on this phone call never heard of this thing, Tulin and the Sugyo. No one heard of this concept of you have to wear a beg in Miuchel when she's a Nida to show that she's a Nida, that him and her should know about it. So they do point out it is missing from the Chokhmah Sodom. However, still, all the other places can bring it down. So, Rav Aida already asked this question to Rav Moshe, and the Moshe said, the Maisha, that's not our Hanhoga. Chodshani, Levushi Oz, the Maisha, that's not our Hanhoga. So it's very interesting. It seems to be Hanhoga from the Gemara, down through the Rishonim, and the Paiskim, till about 40, 50 years ago, somehow the Hanhoga stopped and changed. The question exactly why that's so, it's true it's not Midinoi. Even the word to the Mechaba is only Roy Lahachmir. I heard someone want to know that how much, what's it mean to Roy to be Machmir over here? How many begotten? All you begotten or one begot? So the first of the Meshvor Shataz that we mentioned in Simchot Vayei, that the Taz says in Yodei Simon Aleph, that you only have to wear one begot. Once it's one begot, heard the Oilam wanted to say over, that very simple, when she sing Dam, she has one begot, she has a pad. When she's not sing Dam, she has Zainakim, she was wearing white. She always has one begot, that's being miyuchad for her when she's a nido. I day five, she does not see dam, she's not wearing a pad. Fine, you have a question on one day. My son, I don't think that's true at all. The case over here is for them both to remember that she's a nido. Something that you see. Therefore, the pashas is, and I see certain farming bring down, the voz and others bring down, means one of the begonim elyonim has to be something that him and her see is nichol and halacha, this mechaber, to be machmer, to show that she is a nido, to remind each one. Therefore, some other reason that's not Aaron Hogan is Manazeh. If that is your Aaron Hogan, there are people I know who tell me that she wears a special blouse or special skirt or special snood when she's a nido. That's Mamish the Mechab over here. Now, again, the Hogan does not seem to be that way by the Americans. Certainly, even by the Israelis, numerous do not seem to do this way. But again, it's something that's really brought down by the Mechaber that Yesh Lod and Weir came out that somehow it stopped over time. Siftes. Of putting on makeup. So the Mamok and the Beis Yis brings down the Gemara on Shabbos and Samach Dalad on the Beis. Mekiva said that Hogan and Klai Yisrael was not to put on makeup. However, since Megana al Bailo, therefore we're moderate. Since the Megana al Bailo, come along with Mechab in the Torah and says, Beklishi Hitiru to put on makeup. We let her put on makeup. Why should I let this Megana al Bailo? The points can point out, once his voice is kind of bailable because to you, then the person should be made and not put on too much makeup. Whatever is needed not to be mizgano. Otherwise, more than that should not really be done. Now, there are interesting questions, different forms discussed over here. Number one, is the idea of putting on makeup, is that a chiv or is that a rishos? Which one is it? They ask another question. Let's say the Baal is not makar and says you do not have to go wear makeup. And he says, no, I'm not going to be turned off by you. Does she have a right to put on makeup? Or the maitha, she should not, or she's then not put on makeup. A third child they discuss over here, can a husband force an issue to put on makeup? I mean, she says, you know what, I'll be a biskalim by, I don't mind, but I don't want to. There's an interesting gemara in Ksubas and Dalad, in the Shivashim and Sechtas. The gemara over there says, when Isha becomes an oval, husband cannot force her to put on makeup. Ainu shay lochov to put on makeup. So the Yolos HaShachar, going to be Aaron Yudalei Steinemann over there, he wants to say, sounds like you cannot force her when she's in an oval, when she comes into Avelis. However, when she's stamina in Avelis, you have a right to go force her to put on makeup. So the mice, we do not find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that she should be able to put on makeup. These are interesting questions built upon the sugya. Again, I don't think that's really negaya, but different shadows that come back and forth. A fourth question that they discuss is, we're saying over here, because you're too by your wife. What about seminary girls? Any pnuyas? Anyone that's in nido? L'chura, the Gemara is saying that only had to like this canal by law. So again, the different tshuvas among the achronim that Aaron Hoge is that Noshim do put on Shabbos Yontif for people walking around. And the Yeshul and Harbe, with the Makot go do that when it sounds like from the Sugyo that it should be also. Bez Hashem, on Sunday, Vimamshuch, Sef Yud Yun Aleph, the Sugyo of the Gimel Malachas, the Shochiba of a husband to of a wife to a husband, and what Malachas are also. Just like the Messiah from what it says in this week's parasha, we have in the Postik. It says over in this parasha this week is Achri Mois Kedoshim. In Kedoshim it says, "Mipnei Sei V'Tokim, V'Dartu Bnei Ezokin, V'Resa Malakecha Ani Hashem." We see the Pesukim saying over the Cheshivas of Zekenim. I think it's very appropriate for today's society. Right now we're all in Bedud. We're all secluded, we're all locked up, we're all shut down. The world, the heads of governments are discussing how to open up the schools and the markets and the business. Why? Because the economy is collapsing. I open up and people will die. The people who are old, there's a Canaan. Fine, they're old people, what can we do? But the economy, what? We need the economy. It's interesting, the world is causing you opening up things, and yet the yeshiva is saying we're going to stay closed. The Boshe Weiss, he gave a shmuz this week. He says, the reason why we're in Bedud is not because there's a chayk of the Memshalah. We're not staying in our own house because those are the rules that society puts upon us. We're doing it for ourselves. Not just we should not get sick. We're doing it we should not affect others. And we should not affect B'ik the Zakenim. Everyone knows that the Zakenim or the unhealthy people are very dangerous. Every nefesh is important. In society, in the world, Zakenim, no, they're the past. The Boshe Weiss says, they're the past, what to go do with them? We have to open up the world over here. We need a business, we need money. Fine. No, they'll pass away. For us, for Kert. For us, there's a kingdom, they're the future. They're our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who we want to be mavater about? Your Rav, your Sheshiva, your Saba, your Safta. This is our connection, besides the fact that every person is important, every mitzvah person does, for us, the money, every nefesh, all the money in the world. That means the reason why we, the yeshivas, are staying closed, they're discussing only Bachim without having the zakenim there to be locked up for 10 days or a month at a time, because you have to realize what we are machshev over here. We are machshev, not just everybody, certainly, but even more so, they say v'tokum v'datum ne'ezokin. Rashi says, stam anyone, even a guy, remachshiv them. Something that seems to be missing in today's society, what's going on, how the world is talking about, no, there'll be a calamity, there'll be a side effect over here. That's not how things go over here. They are, forget our future. They are precious, they're not less than anybody. When you save a life, you save an ilum olay over here. sometimes people feel, and I see around, the people want to cheat a little bit on these rules over here, on these takonis. Forget, people should feel that they want to be more machmer. And realize, if you have a mind, when you be more machmer, and keep the takonis, the rules, the klalim of society, if you have a mind, that means not just mitzvah the idea of v'afluecha k'moicho, avada we should care about that, but the fact that this is our mesayra, this is our connection, and every soul counts over here, and everyone's precious, and certainly the zakenim with the societies that seem to be machshiv, that's something that we have to sometimes today work upon and speak about and point out and tell our family, tell our surroundings. That's not just about them. It's about everyone around you. And when we say everyone around you, it means the sick people and the old people that are around us. They are very important. We have to realize that they are very, that's the parsha is telling us. And mamash, the world today is saying not that way. They are, when they say we're talking, we're darto, be machsh of them, darto b'nei azokin. Atak b'zecho, t'furosim alakecho, ani Hashem, have a good Shabbos.